Hey, Mystic Michaela spiritual family. Welcome to Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela. Today, we are talking all about the upcoming solar eclipse that Central and North America will be experiencing. We are going to be talking about the myths of the eclipse, the spirituality meaning of it, what you can do to amplify the energy that day. We're going to be talking about the history of eclipses and also what each aura color can do to celebrate the eclipse. But first, hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys. All right. First, we have to mention this. Okay. The eclipse, as most people know, is April the 8th.
Yeah.
Your birthday is April the 8th.
That's right.
Okay. It's also one of the places where they're going to have the total eclipse. I guess if it's not cloudy that day.
Right.
It'll probably be really cloudy that day, and they won't see it at all. But it's Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, it's in the path of totality.
Right. And you were born in South Buffalo. And the thing is that it's going to be in the same hour that you were born.
Yeah.
The 3 o'clock hour.
Yes.
3 o'clock p.m. So I don't know. I was doing a lot of history on this stuff, on the solar eclipse leading up to the episode. And if I were you, I'd be freaking out.
I'm a little nervous. I'd be freaking. I also don't like attention, you know, and we just visited Buffalo last week, and the billboard, constant, oh, April 8th, the billboards, like, this is a big deal. People are in the path of totality, especially, we'll all be able to experience it, but
yeah,
it's a lot of attention.
I saw some billboards with you on it, and people having you, like covered in firestones.
Oh, God. Firestones.
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to talk about some of the superstitious myths of the eclipses. I wanted to look them up because I'll tell you. Okay, so back in 2017, there was a total solar eclipse across, I think it went from the West Coast to the East Coast in North America. It was like called the Great American North Eclipse Solar Eclipse. And I felt so weird that day. Like, it just was such a weird feeling. And apparently throughout time, I'm not alone. And there's so many myths that surround eclipses. Well, one of them is, I hope it's a myth, if it happens on your birthday, it's like really bad. Sign of impending doom health-wise. So it's like, great. Like, I read that. I started laughing out loud to myself. I'm like, great.
I mean, everything that I read, and we'll get into the history in a little bit, backs that up.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say that could be true to that.
I think, you know, that's the thing. Like, these are all myths, but this is like cross-culture. This is throughout time. Everybody has the same kind of ideas about things. Here's another one.
Okay.
Apparently, you must eat really quickly during an eclipse because any food that's cooked or eaten will be poisoned.
Huh.
So you can't have food out. You can't be cooking. Apparently, the myth is it'll poison or contaminate food during the eclipse.
Okay, that's
it'll
interesting.
Turn it sour. Turn it bad.
Okay.
For you.
So if you're in the middle of dinner.
Don't eat.
Don't eat.
Like during
Stop
the
eating.
Eclipse time, don't eat.
Don't eat during the eclipse.
Yeah, because it takes like a while for the eclipse to kind of pass through.
Right.
So that entire time, like, don't eat.
And I wonder if there's a lot in the history of after the eclipse. Like, it doesn't just happen the minute the eclipse is over. What I've learned is it's the days after.
Okay.
That become dangerous.
Great.
So that could be, all right, I can see where that could fall in history where maybe the food would spoil or something. And they would just blame it on that.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. All right, you'll probably get into that part next. Okay, another one. Any standing water would be contaminated for drinking. So if you have water outside, like, and I would think this is more of a big deal back when there were wells or shared water sources or whatever, but water left outside is unfit for drinking. Like, they just would toss it. They wouldn't, like, drink it. Okay, here's another one. This is a nicer one. If you plant flowers during the eclipse, they'll bloom brighter and more colorful than they otherwise would.
So this is going against the grain.
I know, that's
of the bad omens.
Yeah, it's from Italy, one.
Okay.
I thought that, I'm like, oh, that's nice. Like, that's like, none of these are scientifically
those
backed,
those were from the people
the
that were drinking during the eclipse. And they came up with that theory.
There's a lot of eclipse myths for pregnant people. Like, they were really worried about the eclipse causing birth defects. So one of them is lie down during the eclipse, like flat in bed, in order to protect the baby's joints from becoming crooked, which I think was just an excuse for pregnant women. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many things in history for pregnant women to, because they can't explain why
things
things happen during pregnancy. Yeah. And like, we've been through this before with other myths that we've done, and this just makes sense
it
would follow that trend.
Also, I think that that's not a bad one. Okay, just because why not? Wear a red ribbon or red underwear during the eclipse when you're pregnant. It wards off negativity.
If you wear red
red underwear or like a ribbon or something. Okay. All right. Another one is holding metal when you're pregnant to ward off negative spirits. So you're supposed to wear red underwear, lie down flat, hold metal.
Hold metal.
Don't touch magnets. That's another one. Wow. Do not touch any magnets. Stay inside. That's another one, because the eclipse causes birthmarks, according to myths and legends. Although I'm going to say something. It is weird to go out during the eclipse. Like, it feels funny. So I can see why people would turn this into negativity, because when anything ever feels fun, but it also feels a little like energetically sensitive. So I kind of understand people being scared of it. Wear a safety pin on that red underwear. That's another one.
Okay.
And don't eat during the eclipse at all if you're pregnant. The food will poison the baby.
Poison. That's poison. Okay.
Everything's poison.
Everything's poison.
Super bad. Very negative, especially for pregnant people, apparently. Things that aren't myths that I thought were really cool. Birds get really quiet during the dark of an eclipse.
Okay, so maybe – I wonder why –
They think it's night.
They think it's just night.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Eclipse chasers are called umbrophiles.
Umbrophiles.
And one day there won't be any more total eclipses because the moon moves about an inch away from the Earth each year. Isn't that cool?
That is real cool.
Yeah. Oh, and then we've had a total solar eclipse like twice in 7 years. That's super rare, like in North America. That's very rare. It usually takes 360 something years for it to come back to the same place. A total one. I mean, there's total solar eclipses all around the Earth.
Right.
But like for the same place, it usually is like 360 year time difference. And this has been a 7 year time difference.
Yeah. I was looking up and they were saying like it was, you don't want to miss this one because it's going to, probably this not going to be alive for
the next
one.
Yeah, and we've had two in 7 years. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think the next one they said was on 2100.
Okay.
Where you'd find.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And people do make a huge fuss about it. So, and you're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment.
All right, yeah. So we'll take a quick break.
It is spring. It's probably time to switch up your style. If you're like me, you get really overwhelmed with the idea of shopping and what's new and what new things would look good on you. Well, with Stitch Fix, you get a stylist. A stylist who understands your style, your size, and your budget, and they do all the shopping for you. It is the easiest way to transform your wardrobe this season. My stylist takes my wardrobe to the next level. She knows what works for me. Sometimes even better than I do myself. I would say all the time. She helps me discover new things about my style. It's like my stylish best friend is shopping for me. And all I have to do is tell her my size, my style, my budget preferences. I mean, I get really specific. Like, I don't like sleeves like this, or I'm looking for this color, or I'm going to this location. And she really listens to me. It's very easy. And if you don't love something, you just send it back. Shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. And there's no subscription. It's just when you want it. Style that makes you feel as good as you look. Get started today at stitchfix.com/KYA. That's stitchfix.com/KYA. Stitchfix.com/KYA. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So as our resident KYA historian, yes, I mean, thank goodness we have you.
Yes.
I mean, honestly. You were asked to do some eclipse research. What did you find?
Okay. So I was actually asked a while ago, and I kind of...
You did. You were.
And I was kind of grumpy about it.
You were. You were like, don't tell me what to do, Purple.
Exactly. And, you know, like you said earlier that you feel things during the eclipse. I feel nothing. Oh, it's just like another day to me.
It's so weird out there.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I'm wearing safety pins on my underwear and everything. It's
weird. Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was like, why is she wearing these red underwear with safety pins? Does that mean she doesn't want to play Jumanji? I don't know. What's that? Okay. Sorry, people. Sorry. TMI.
You could just move forward. Yeah. You didn't have to make another joke.
All right. One joke would have been enough.
It was good. You just,
I went overboard.
You did.
It's the eclipse. It's making me
wonky.
All right. Yeah. But then, you know, so then we took a trip up to Buffalo last week. And as you get into Pennsylvania, where the total eclipse, the path is going to happen, there's tons of billboards for festivals and, like you were saying earlier, all these different advertisements for things doing with the eclipse. And yeah, I'm like, wow, what's going on here? And then I kind of like, then I got interested. I'm like, all right, what is this?
You did. You were like, wow, people must care.
Yeah.
why do people care?
Yeah, because I don't think down here, I think we'll have the eclipse, but it's not going to be totality. And I think we're in that small zone.
Like every day here in Florida
is eclipse day.
Kind of a weird day.
Pretty much. Every day between the hours of like 7 p.m. and 3 in the morning, things happen.
Yeah. So people aren't really shocked. Like,
yeah, get inside before 7. After 7, don't go out.
Don't touch, metal. I don't know. Or touch it.
Right. Don't do anything. Okay. But and then it brought me, as a historian, I thought, wait a second. I'm betting nothing's changed from this festival that's going to happen in Jamestown, Pennsylvania, which we'll talk about soon, to if I go back to the ancient Babylonians.
Yeah.
There's nothing probably different.
People are the same. We're all the same. Yeah.
There is something in the brain, I guess, that cannot handle the solar eclipse.
Right. That's true.
For most people. For me, I don't care. Okay. It's just going to be another day. I could do anything during it. But there is part, and I think this is true, there's part of us, the majority of us, that cannot handle the solar eclipse.
People are getting so wacky. Like on the news, it's like prepare for flight cancellations, prepare for this, prepare for they're already starting to stress you out about it. Yeah.
Right. And then again, that's why I love history, because I can relate things that happened in 2024 back to ancient Babylon. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. Nothing. People don't change. But the first eclipse ever recorded was in 1300 BC before Christ in China. The Chinese were big on the eclipse and learning about eclipses. And we find it on a tortoise shell. It was found on a tortoise shell. And it basically was three flames that ate the sun. And then you see big stars are seen.
Oh, cool.
So they were just trying to, depict what mm-hmm. they were seeing. And then you can find this everywhere. You can find it in India, the Americas, Scandinavia, ancient Greece, all these places, Mesopotamia. And most of the time, it's the sun is depicted as being eaten by something.
Yeah.
And it is a sign of a bad omen. I know we were joking before about the bad omen, but it actually is. It was considered a bad omen. It was not considered a positive thing.
Well, that would be really scary, back then if you didn't know what was happening.
Yeah. And every story really kind of was the same thing, where there's this beast, whether it be a giant cat, bear, whatever, it could be a squirrel even, trying to eat the sun. And that's what it was focused on. It also leaders had a real rough time, and that brings us back to like your birthday thing. Like,
yeah,
the leaders, it was seen as an omen of death.
Oh God.
Yeah. So
like, if they were in rule during an eclipse,
right? So like, if a king was in rule during an eclipse, it could mean death for them. Wow. And so sometimes it did happen, or after. Remember, I was saying earlier after the eclipse things would happen. So sometimes it did happen after, days after, and people associated it with the eclipse.
Okay.
That's why, and actually that's how the job of astronomer came about, because these kings would hire people to predict when they would come so that they could kind of, I'll tell you how they're going to avoid it in a second.
Do you think like they were superstitious themselves, or they were worried about public opinion and the public being superstitious? I wonder, like.
The kings themselves?
Yeah, like, because people are people, you say, right? Mm-hmm. Not everyone's probably going to believe everything. Some people are into it. Some people are more into the political ramifications, I don't know. I always think like that.
Yeah. I think people even today, if there's a leader in charge, they could, it could be seen as a negative for that leader. I think so. Yes. Hmm. So let me give you a couple examples here. So bad omens from the gods, of course, again, they can't, we're 1300 BC. They don't know what's going on. They can't explain anything, but we go to May 28th, 585 BC. Which would be in Anatolia, which is modern-day Turkey.
Oh.
And they're at war, civil war going on. There's two tribes. They're fighting. They've been fighting for 6 years, killing each other. They're in the middle of a massive battle. And all of a sudden, the eclipse happens.
That's crazy.
Again, they didn't know it. They didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
But that terrified them all.
Oh.
So that every warrior was terrified.
Yeah.
And that put a swift end to the war.
Oh, wow.
So actually a positive there, I guess, at the end of the day. But again, they couldn't explain it, and they saw it as a sign that the gods must have been angry with them for fighting.
Yes.
And this is it. We have to end it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And they did. Wow.
So I thought that was pretty
neat. That's really cool, like to picture it in my head.
Yeah, they're on the battlefield.
Yeah, I'm like envisioning it in my head. And then back then, you'd be like, oh my God, like this is crazy. This has to be a sign.
Right.
Wow.
Pretty neat. The ancient Babylonians were huge. There was a couple civilizations were really big. Chinese were really big into the eclipse. The ancient Babylonians were another one. So they believed that it was sent by the gods, as most of these civilizations did. And they would try to predict it. They were really hell-bent on predicting when it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if it didn't come, they felt, because, you know, their predictions were off. They weren't that accurate at the time, although they were fairly accurate, but not that accurate. And they would feel that the gods were happy. So if the eclipse did not show itself, it was a sign of relief.
Okay.
Like they were doing something correct.
Yeah.
If it did happen, then it was a bad omen. But what they would do, this is very interesting. If they thought an eclipse was going to happen, they would take the king and put him off the throne.
Okay.
Like this is ancient Babylon. And they would put in place a prisoner.
Oh my God.
Or a person of low status.
Okay.
A poor person. And they would do everything that for that person that they would do for the king.
Like to trick.
Yeah.
Trick the vibe.
Right. Yes. So like this prisoner would get a queen. He would have bodyguards.
Right.
The whole thing, you know, he would live like a king. He'd have all the amenities of what the king of Babylon would have had.
Okay.
And they have hit the king off somewhere else. And he would be the king for 100 days the eclipse.
Okay.
Then they killed him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, then they would kill him.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So he lived like a king for 100 days, you know, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know do you take that? You're a prisoner. You get this, you know, call like, hey, we need you.
Right.
You're going to have 100 days of luxury.
I have so many questions. That's okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So basically what they did was they took he was like the substitute king.
Yeah.
Then the bad omen would pass. So they felt, and then the other king would come back to the throne and nothing bad would happen because they had put the bad omen onto that king's leadership.
Right. I mean, I feel like
it's crazy, right?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting how people just think.
Right. Yeah, you know. So
you couldn't blame it on the, like, that king's not tainted, you know.
Right, you couldn't blame anything on that king.
You can't blame anything on him now. Like, even, it just becomes such a, like a, I don't know, like, how people think and how they create systems around it to get around it and loopholes is fascinating to me.
Yeah, no, yeah. And again, this is nothing unique because, like, if you go to ancient Egypt and the Nile didn't overflow, whose fault that was? That was the pharaoh's fault.
Oh.
It wasn't, you know. The gods must be angry at the pharaoh.
It's your fault.
It's the same thing. You go to ancient China.
Right.
Why didn't the Yellow River, flood or whatever?
Yeah.
Why did it flood? Or why didn't, you know, all of it's the same thing.
It's lonely at the top, man.
It's lonely at the top, yeah.
Okay.
But, then they put that new king back on. The old king back on.
Got it.
And then if the astronomer got it wrong, well, that was...
Oh, that's bad, too.
That's death.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that could be death, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So when did they actually kind of get this correct, let's say? All right. So now we're going to go to like Europe, scientific revolution. Scientific revolution is end of the 1400s, 1500s. This is when Copernicus comes up with the idea that the earth revolves around the sun rather than the sun revolving around the earth. Same time period.
Okay.
And they were really trying to get it right.
Right.
And the guy that came the closest was Haley. You might recognize
Haley's Comet.
Haley's Comet. Same guy. Edmund Halley. And in May 3rd, 1715, at 9:05,
whoa,
he predicted an eclipse would come.
Yeah.
He was off by minutes, I think.
That's crazy. Because yeah, you think about the tools they had back then. They had, like, nothing. They yeah, were probably just using measurements in the sky and things of that nature. So that's absolutely such a testimony to just human innovation and the time. I bet he was a green.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like the amount of focus and time it would take just staring at the sky to figure that out. He definitely wasn't purple. I know that much. Because I'd be like,
yeah.
I'm like one of the villagers that just is fine with being surprised. Like, whoa. Those were the purples.
Yeah. Well, and that's
whoa, I'm planting my flowers. That must work.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it was about. If you go, you know, if you go back to all these tribes and everything, when they saw the eclipse, is like, what's going on here? And that kind of where it ties into today, when I was saying that there's these all these festivals today, they back then is what I think it just kind of passed down from what they were trying to do back then to get rid of the eclipse.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know how long it was going to last.
Yeah, so that would be scary.
Yeah. So there's this legend. I'll give you this group, this tribe in southeast Oklahoma. I think Choctaw Reservation. I might have pronounced it wrong. We actually were there.
I know. I remember that.
We went to Oklahoma.
That was really cool there.
Yeah, for my birthday one year, because I needed a mug from Oklahoma. I hadn't been there. So we just went on a trip
Scott
to Oklahoma.
Scott collects mugs from every
well,
state.
I'd never been to the state of Oklahoma.
I know. I have to just backstory that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to
the reservation. I do. That was really cool there.
Yeah. So we went to the reservation. And so they're going to have a total eclipse on April 8th, obviously, at 12:28 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to the reservations to experience a total eclipse, and they are preparing. They are getting ready. They are going to have a huge festival.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Historical Society is going to put it on.
Okay.
And so let's go to their backstory. All right. So they had the story of Funi Lusa.
Okay.
Okay. Funi Lusa is a black squirrel. Aww. Black squirrel gets hungry.
Yes.
Okay. So he needs food. So instead of eating like peanuts or whatever,
yeah,
nuts, whatever they eat, acorns, he starts nibbling at the sun.
Yes.
And he keeps nibbling at the sun.
Oh, no.
And then all of the villagers, you know, they start screaming and yelling at the squirrel, go away, and it's not working. And then they bring out like pots and pans, and they start banging on pans and all that stuff and, you know, rattling things, whatever they can do. And then, of course, as we know, eventually the eclipse will end. You know, you're only going to get – how long do you usually get the totality?
Three to 4 minutes, something that.
So after that time period, it goes back to normal. So they did that, and then the squirrel, the black squirrel left, Funi Lusa, name of the squirrel, and everyone becomes joyous again. Blah, blah, blah.
It's like, we did it.
We did it. We chased the squirrel away.
Right.
So they have this huge festival that's coming up on the 8th, where they're encouraging everyone to bring their pots and their pans.
Oh, that's fun. See how we're all the same?
That's what I'm trying to say.
And then, like, but think about it. It's, like, such a great opportunity to, like, sell your wares or get to know people. It's, like, becomes a fun event.
Yeah. So.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's really very, very, very fascinating.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, like, nothing really has changed. And then you can also see where this stuff kind of comes from.
Yeah.
Too, which is cool as well. But all right, then there's a lot of festivals.
Yeah.
Okay, some, and I went, you know, I didn't go through them all. Of course, you know me, I wanted to try to find the
weirdest,
wackiest
one,
I could find. I went through a lot of them. A lot of them are just purely normal. They're going to watch it. They're going to get out the glasses.
Yeah.
They're going to, you know, have food and, you know, drink and beverages.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of like wineries are doing it. Breweries.
I saw that on the way up to Buffalo. Yeah. A lot of breweries and wineries and whatnot. It looked like fun.
Yeah. You know, anyone who has the opportunity to probably hold something at a place. Yeah. A lot of planetariums are doing it.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. But here we have.
Turquoises and purple.
Turquoises.
Listen up. This is for you.
You are near Jamestown, Pennsylvania.
Get there.
They will be timed to get there.
They're all throwing crap in their bag right now.
Right.
They're like, let's go.
Because this is going to air on a Thursday. And this is going to happen April 5th. I think that must be a Thursday. At 3 p.m. it starts, and it does not end until after the eclipse on April 8th at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So there is time to get there.
Yeah.
All right. This is the Sacred Fire Festival. a sacred art gathering during the total solar eclipse, which is going to happen in Jamestown, Pennsylvania.
All right.
I don't know if we saw the sign for this one, but it seems like we might. I think we did. This is going to be held at Shangri-La by the lake.
And not an ad. Not Scott an ad. Just found it.
No, but if you're turquoise, I do. If you can go and report
like,
back to me,
like document with photos and let us know how this went.
Because they Scott's got things fascinated. Happening. Yeah, it is hosted by Song Circle for the People.
Okay,
not to be confused with the Circle of Consent, which we talked about many episodes ago. But there's a lot going on here, and it's actually very. Very organized. They have a whole schedule, and basically every hour they have detailed from Thursday when you get there, from 3 p.m. To when you leave at 5 p.m. on that eclipse day, they have documented what is going on, like what you're going to do. Like even if you want to come early, you want to get there early, you could be a builder. So you could help start building the temples that they're building.
Temples.
All these temples.
Okay,
yeah,
what else they have?
Oh, my God. They're like there was a firestone rituals that I was talking about.
I don't know what a firestone is. Okay.
There's fire spinning. And it starts. So there's food. They're going to give you food.
All right.
There's a cost to this. I think it costs like six. It's not expensive.
No.
It's like $60.
Can you camp there?
Yeah. $20 a night.
That's
you
it?
Get a tent. Yeah.
Oh, you get a tent?
No, you get. I think you have to bring a tent.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah, you bring your own tent. And they say that it's actually cheap. That's a discount because normally it's more than that.
Do they have restrooms? Oh, I don't want to see like it's a Woodstock experience.
It's kind of a Woodstock experience.
Oh, goodness.
So
there's gonna wait. What's this festival called?
This is called the Fire Sacred Fire.
There's gonna be a Fire Sacred Fire baby wave after this. Just so many eclipse babies.
There is a Jumanji. There's Jumanji time. I think built in.
Oh my God. Can you imagine all the eclipse babies conceived that weekend?
And so this first thing caught my eye. So a Friday at 7 p.m., it's the opening of the fire circle and building of the achemical vessel.
Oh.
And I'm like, what is that? Yeah, I had no idea. And that took me down the path of alchemy.
By the way, just from my end of things, you're researching. Mr. I don't want to research. All of a sudden, I see you hunched over the computer and you're like muttering to yourself. And I hear you like, what? This is fun. And then you're scribbling your chicken scratch notes and you're like, what? And you're like clicking. All right, so go ahead.
Yeah, so this
this brings us to alchemy. Okay.
Yeah, so the
alchemical
vessel.
Of course it does.
Yeah,
of course.
So there's the building of the alchemical vessel. And I'm like, what is that? I've never heard of that. And that brings me down the rabbit hole. So first I'm like, all right, alchemy, I know it. What's alchemy? Alchemy is the transmutation of basic metals into gold.
Right.
Right. You know, alchemists of the time, medieval Europe again, they're trying to make gold. They're trying to discover the cure for diseases.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to come with everlasting life. That all ties into alchemy. And then alchemy becomes spiritual. So they'll take it instead of gold, they'll take it to other... you know, in a spiritual realm. So there's the, what they call the alchemical marriage.
Yes.
Which is basically the idea of duality, the conjunction. And this could take many represent forms. Usually you can see it as a man and a woman who are playing Jumanji and everything is intertwined.
Right.
Usually the man will have a crown as king and the woman will have the crown as queen,
right?
And it's the like the divine. You know, we talked about this with that cult, that stupid cult we did. The divine masculine and the divine feminine,
right?
And how they embrace that. That's basically what this.
It's just
is
metaphorical,
all about.
Metaphorical for oneness,
right?
Right.
Oneness.
Okay.
And then how do you tie this now? So now I'm thinking, okay, so what are they doing here at this festival to tie the alchemy into the solar eclipse,
right?
And that's basically the idea when the sun and the moon
come together.
They're coming
together. So it's like oneness.
They're coming together in oneness and pure masculine, feminine energies.
Okay.
That's how they're seeing it at this festival.
Got it.
Coming together. And that's why I said this is time for Jumanji.
Right.
So. But. Okay. Yeah. So that, you know, I went down that path. They're building four elemental temples around the circle.
That's not-
I, I don't know if that's like...
Turquoises are driving there now.
Yeah.
They're already in the van. They're there.
I don't know if that has like an Avatar theme. So they're going to do like fire. If you ever watch Avatar.
Fire, they're attacking fire nation. The Fire Nation.
Yes.
Attack.
And by the way, that is the best day. If you want to attack the Fire Nation, right. If you're the Earth Kingdom, the Air Kingdom, or the Water Kingdom, that is the day to attack the Fire Nation because they lose all their power.
Right.
On the solar eclipse, as everyone who watches Avatar knows. But yeah, there's... Actually, it's so organized. It's like almost like a yellow turquoise did this.
Maybe a yellow or a green was involved here.
Yeah, because you have a lot of things going on.
I'm sure.
Sound baths, yoga.
Oh, okay.
There's on Saturday at 3 p.m., you're going to take the 8 alchemical transmutation workshop.
Yes, why not?
Don't know what's happened there.
It's like that SNL Stefan. It has everything. An alchemical workshop.
You know,
tense
Saturday at 5
Firestones. Remember that?
Yeah. It's all that stuff.
Phil Hader.
Yeah, at 5 to 6 on Saturday, you're practicing chants. You're singing in the fire circle. Bring a song to teach them.
Oh, yeah.
Short repeating songs work the best.
Okay. Well, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
That sounds like a lovely time.
Yeah. And then at 11 p.m. that same Saturday is the alchemical fire ritual.
Yeah.
You are circumambulating fire ritual where we process our lead, which is our worries, our fears, into our gold. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Which is their soul driven purpose.
All right.
And that's the transmutation that's going to take place.
They have a vision.
In our co-creative fire circle laboratory, where we combine singing, drumming, storytelling, circle walking, dancing, and freestyle flow.
That's cool.
And fire spinning. Yeah, you went to a drum circle just recently.
To a drum circle recently, my first ever drum circle in downtown Delray. I went with friends.
Yeah.
And I never seen anything like that.
Yeah, well, there's your first mistake. You're at a drum circle in South Florida after 7 p.m.
It was a very friendly, welcoming crew. But listen, it smelled a lot like weed the entire time. I don't know what to say. Like, it was very, that's part of it. I think they're not mentioning that, but don't go there if you don't want to see that happen. I think that that's something they're not mentioning about that festival.
Yeah, I think so. Well, then this is weird too. Like on Sunday, there's silence. It's called the silence.
Oh,
so that's it.
I love that.
Everyone's got to be quiet. And that, that goes to, I think, 2 p.m.
Okay.
And then you could start singing and dancing again at 2 p.m.
Okay.
On that day. 5 to 7, they're finally going to bathe. They have an angel wash.
What? Where? Yeah. Is there like a creek? That's a lot of nudity, I bet.
Yeah.
It's going to turn into a Woodstock.
Yeah.
Is this going to turn into something?
That's a long bath. I don't think it's actual bath, but 5 to 7.
I don't know.
Come and receive your incredible spiritual and mental physical work after receiving so much. Goddesses will play sweet music and wash you with flower petals while you lie and receive the nurturing magic of the divine feminine.
Oh.
And yeah.
Man.
So and then.
That's cheap. This is all included?
Yeah. And there's meals too. I don't know
what
they're feeding
value.
You.
That's value.
There's a lot of value.
There's a lot of value at this festival.
Yes. Monday at 10 a.m. is self-massage.
Yourself. Oh my God. Can you imagine you walking in and everyone's self-massaging? Like on the grass
or whatever? I don't know what happens. I mean, I guess I do know what happens during that.
No, but when you go to these things, people are into it. So it's hard not to be into it because everyone who goes is like, we're into it and don't not be into it. So it's, I can already see these are very dedicated, focused people. This isn't funny to them.
Right. And then
I'm going to drop you there as some sort of punishment.
Oh, my God. I think there's more silence. And then from 2 to 3 is the solar eclipse, which is full exposure. They want to tell you it's full exposure there.
Yes.
And then after that, you know, 4 to 6, you pack up, say your goodbyes.
They're like, get out.
But if you're a slow mover and you want to stay Monday night,
what?
You can hang.
Oh, that's
God. Then
that's what you would say is like when it really goes down.
And then
down.
It's their version of overtime, I think, what they call dark o'clock.
Oh, Jesus. What happens at dark o'clock?
I'm going to leave it there and we're going to go to a break.
Okay. I like the saying, happy cat, happy life. That's true for me. Because with my 3 cats, Dusty, Binks, and Rocky, feeding them smalls has made them very happy and me very happy as well. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. My cats prefer Smalls way more than their previous cat food. I actually did a taste test. I put their dry food next to their Smalls immediately, all three of them. The Smalls, that is what they choose every time. Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys, home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world. I mean, they are protein-packed recipes, preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And that's why veterinarians.org rate Smalls 10 out of 10 for ingredient quality. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/KYA and use promo code KYA at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code KYA for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code KYA for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. I wanted to take a moment here and just really talk about what we can spiritually do on this day, on April 8th, on Total Eclipse Day, to just amplify our energy, because it is a great opportunity to look within, and it is a great opportunity, I feel, to spiritually level up. So let's talk about the solar eclipse and its meaning for you personally, spirituality-wise. So there is a power here. I think we all feel it, and we're talking about how humans react to it and our behavior. We've been talking about that a lot today. But why? Like, because there has to be something behind it. And I feel that we all sense that a sort of meaning that has some sort of reality to it. In our busy lives, this day is a disruption of routine. And we're all reminded that something binds us, a sort of experience that we all have together on this planet. To me, it makes me feel small, which I like feeling that way, reminding me that we're all just guests here, how fragile this is, how it's just a moment, and a moment where we can all look up from our lives and see with perhaps a clearer perspective of what we're doing here in its totality. You're more than your routine. You're more than who you say you are. You're more than what your role is. There's more going on here. And I feel like this total eclipse day is a great time to remember that and feel good about it. But guess what? That can freak a lot of people out, especially if they're not used to thinking that way. But if we take some control here, and the control being, you know, asking, what does this eclipse point out to me in me? Then you can really take it to the next level. Which is what I'm going to be doing. Eclipses are an opportunity for us to look at ourselves from above. So you can see whatever it is we work so hard to cover up in our own lives. The project we let sit, the dream we let die, the person we wish we were, the goal we put to the wayside, the piece of us that we are avoiding. And it sheds light on a very uncomfortable space this time, this day. One where we may have been avoiding because we can't seem to get past the obstacle in ourselves. And that's called doing shadow work. Episode 107, if you're interested in that, I went real deep into what shadow work is. But shadow work, in short, is when we take a close look at the parts of ourselves we reject. And this eclipse is just a great time to do that. It is about the light going out and the darkness all we see. It's about in you, if we take attention off the stuff that we use to distract and we go into the parts of ourselves that we put away or put aside or avoid thinking about, then we can do the real healing. Then we can do the real unleashing of who we are. That's when we can level up. When we take the time to nurture and love the parts of ourselves we don't particularly like, we can heal and we can get to the next level. We can embrace ourselves. So eclipses are really big on bringing change. That's another thing that throughout time and history that has been another belief about them. It's seen as a doorway, a portal of sorts to life change and opportunities to restart and refresh themselves. In August 2017, if you remember, I think it was August 21st, 17. There was that great American eclipse, and I remember it so clearly. For me, it brought up so much restlessness for myself. And instead of squashing that restlessness, I was like, I remember on that day so clearly being like, oh my gosh, I feel so restless. Like, I feel like I have a million loose ends and I'm not following any of them to completion. And I don't know, I felt overwhelmed by my restlessness and my wandering thoughts and the feelings of starting without finishing. But then I thought, what if the solution is just to embrace that and use it as fuel? And I decided on that day to use it as a catalyst in life to just do it, to go out there, to put forth effort all the time, to repurpose towards joy and not really care about the result would or wouldn't be. Just embrace the lessons within, not the results outside of myself. And I will say personally, things leveled up really quickly after that day. And I actually went back in my social media and I was looking around that time, you know, being a mom on Facebook, I'll post stuff. So I was looking around that time. And when you look at pictures and stuff, you can get a snapshot of what your, I mean, if you're me anyways, I think a lot of us can, but you can get a snapshot of what your mindset was at the time or what was important to you or what was going on. And looking in the 7 years since then, I would say that that was a really pivotal time for me. And that is when I really jumped my own healing forward and my reality caught up after that in positive ways. So here's what to do. So I have something to do for April 8th. Think back, reflect. That's the first thing we're going to do. Think back about August of 2017. Do what I did. Go back to your mindset at that time. You know, old pictures. Think about what you were thinking about. What was important to you? What goals you had at the time? Think about what your relationships were. What was holding you back? What were your concerns? Think about any mundane thing that was going on and try to get yourself back into that mentality to see not only how you've progressed since then, but how you've changed, how you look at things differently, how you've evolved, what's the same, what's different, and what steps you took to get out of there. And what hasn't changed and needs to. So just kind of put yourself back there. And the next thing I want you to do is I want you to set an intention. Because this eclipse day is supposed to accelerate change in your life, why don't we put it to good work? Why don't we just accept that this energy does bring around cataclysmic change? And let's focus that energy into something that we do want to change. So why don't you set an intention for that day? So going in with a goal is something which you can use to focus on and envision changing. And I recommend you writing it down and you just write it down. And the solar eclipse that day can be seen as some sort of portal of change. So write down whatever you want moving along in your life and picture the moment the eclipse happens and passes and envision that your energy as that you've put in that goal has also shifted and changed and moved. So it's almost like in that moment, it transmuted into what it needs to be. And just go with it, man. You know, I know it sounds wacky, but why not? If we're going to be woo-woo, that's the day to do it. But I feel like that is something that can really move it along. And it's kind of, I wouldn't call it a manifestation technique. I would call it more a visioning technique. And after that, just have a really mindful, restful day if you can. Meditate, take a nap, read a book. If you're feeling weird or uncomfortable, just embrace it, wonder about it. You don't have to fix it. Write in your journal, record the feelings of that day for a future time to look back upon. If you're not home, let's say you are working that day, you're out of the house for whatever reason, take some time wherever you are to make some sort of space bubble for yourself. Really focus on creating a boundary of you. Maybe listening to meditation music or spiritual soothing music and headphones that can create kind of an energetic space around you. Create an atmosphere of peace in your space, maybe with aromatherapy or a candle or putting up some crystals or just mentally envisioning a bubble around yourself and envision your personal space as safe and calm and protected and one where outside forces can't come in and diffuse your own personal safety and boundary. I think that that's helpful. And try to have a restful time within yourself. And then afterwards, what you can do is you can look for the new. So now it's days after. Just assume whatever goal, whatever intention you set, and the eclipse shifted over, assume it happened. And look for what's new. Look for the new people. Look for the new opportunities. Because this stuff can happen really quick after that day. That was my experience back in 2017. After I kind of put forth this, and this was very organic for me. I just kind of went with it. So I'm just explaining to you what I did in a more patterned way. But it happened really quick for me after. And it happened because I wasn't afraid to say, you know what, I'm done with this situation. Or that doesn't serve me. So ask yourself, what do I want to do? I want to keep doing this, whatever I'm doing. And if you feel an apathy towards something or a sudden desire to just let go of something instead of hang on to it, lean into that. You want to throw stuff out, throw it out. You're all of a sudden like, you know what? I don't need this job anymore. I'm thinking about moving, or I am going to start this project, or this project isn't working for me anymore. I'm going to let that go. Lean into what feels easy. You've experienced detachment in places where the old has been cleaned out to create the new. And that's a really good thing. So I'd love to hear your planned activities for the eclipse on April 8th. And maybe we could all borrow each other's as well. I kept getting emails because I have a subscription for storage for photos. And I didn't know how to stop it. And I honestly did not have the time or motivation to go cancel it until Rocket Money. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about, and they cancel them for you. So that subscription I had that I didn't feel like canceling, with one press of a button, Rocket Money did it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/KYA. That's rocketmoney.com/KYA. rocketmoney.com/KYA. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So we have to talk about how every aura color reacts to the eclipse. And writing credits for the following go to our 9-year-old Abby. I said, Abby, how is each aura color going to act in an eclipse? And man, she just took off. And these are all from her, and they're so funny that here we go.
Okay, and then maybe we could put up a thread.
Oh, yeah.
On the Mystic Candle Spiritual Family, where you can tell us your colors and then tell us how
what you're doing during the eclipse.
Yep.
All right, so Abby, who has a yellow aura teacher this year, is, well, Abby's turquoise purple.
Yes.
Abby's teacher this year is yellow.
Very yellow.
Very yellow.
Very
Abby
yellow.
Knows all about the yellows.
Yes.
By the way, Abby was asked to clean up one of their workstations this week. And I said, oh, you know, your teacher asked you to clean up? She's like, yes. And you know, that is an honor. Because there is a right way to do it. And she let me because she knows I can do it. You know,
right.
So I was like, wow, that is an honor.
Right, because the yellow is not letting anybody clean.
No, she's not letting some of these kids clean the workstation. That is so true.
Yep.
So anyway, so this is yellow. So how every aura color reacts to the eclipse by Abby.
Okay.
And his is yellow. This is yellow. All right, so if you're yellow, you might have a theme party. There
okay.
might be matching napkins and tablecloths, an eclipse charcuterie, okay? You need the special glasses? They have them. They have them all. They have extras. They bought these 3 years ago. They're there. Their families probably have matching eclipse t-shirts about it. And they've stocked up on the food. Their pantry is full because you just never know what's going to happen at the stores.
Okay, and I'm going to add to Abby's list here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, if you're going to a yellow party,
yeah.
that's run by a yellow, you are not going to miss the eclipse. If it's hitting at 3:34 p.m.,
yeah.
you are going to be ready to go
oh, yeah.
well before that.
Yes.
So you are not missing it. Yeah. Like, if you go to a purple party, well, we could get to that. Yeah. You might miss it.
You might miss it.
Yeah, you might miss it.
It's true.
But if you go to this yellow party, you are not missing it.
You're
not.
And they will drag you out. And you're like, wait, where am I going? And you're like, to see the eclipse, silly. Now look up there. Here's your glasses.
Okay.
All right. Blue auras, how they react to the eclipse. According to Abby, they're going to try to find a good place to stay away from the eclipse. The myths, okay. They believe them. The myths could be true. They're scared. They don't want to go outside. They're anxious about everything that could go wrong apocalyptically.
I feel, and this could also go for the turquoise, not the turquoise, the indigos as well.
Yes.
This could be the blue-to-goes.
Yes.
That they're going to surround themselves with cats. I feel like they might have, like, try to get as many cats as possible.
Yes.
And bring them in together.
None of the animals are allowed outside that day.
Right.
Okay. Right. Close the windows. No animals out. Everybody out. Don't look at the sun. We're very, very nervous about that.
So,
the blues are telling everyone to look up.
Yep.
Don't look at the sun. Don't do that.
So blue to goes, we'll be wearing cat blankets.
Cat blankets. Weighted blankets, cat blankets, yes. And for indigo, she just put it's nap time. Nothing else. And I'm like, that is so flippin' true.
Okay.
I'm like, that sounds actually my plan. So that's
just trying to
kind
of sleep through it.
Just sleep through it. You know what?
We want this over with.
Just sleep through it.
Sleep through it.
Yeah.
We don't. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Turquoises. This is according to Abby, a fellow turquoise. Having a ceremony under the eclipse. She said planning their attack on the Fire Nation.
Okay.
Traveling in a van.
Yep.
To where the path of totality is so that they can meet other turquoises. Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
She wants to meet the other ones.
Aww. I mean, they're probably going to be at the fire, secret fire
They're
going to
be there.
And again, if any turquoises are going, or if anybody's going, please let me know.
I bet
please
they have a lot
me.
Of kids going. I bet that might.
Oh God.
No,
really?
It's like these like hippie gatherings where all the kids play together. It's probably fine.
All right. So the turquoises are, they're probably preparing to travel right now.
Right.
They got their bands
ready
to go.
They're already there. Since you mentioned fire, what is it? Sacred Fire Festival?
Fire, Sacred Fire.
They're like, let's go. They threw three outfits and one pair of underwear into a sack
and they're gone. Do you think one day Abby's going to go and...
You'll be behind her.
In a festival, one of these festivals?
I think so, Scott.
I will be there. I will be there. That's probably what will get me to go.
Like, you're going
I will be there.
In your own separate tent far away.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to get a double tent.
Purples, according to Abby, during the eclipse, they're going to have an eclipse party too.
Okay.
But they're like you said, their eclipse party, they probably don't make it to the eclipse.
Yeah. They're
like,
probably going to miss it.
Whoops. And they probably don't have the glasses either.
Oh, right.
They didn't get the glasses.
Right.
The day of, they're like, oh, you know. According to Abby, they're ready to make some signs. I don't know what that means. I think just like signs, like, yay, eclipse, like that kind of thing. I can see that. Celebrating chaos. Finding the good part of the eclipse chaos. I think she's trying to say, like, it's like because everything's so crazy and the day stops. They love that. So, oh, cool. Flights canceled. Schools. Some people don't have schools. Some schools are canceled. Like, they like that part. I think that's what she's trying to say. So, I said, like, with purples, they don't mind apocalyptic stuff. Because, like, the eclipse is even now. If you really go down rabbit holes, you see, like, oh, the end of times. It's like, come on. All right.
Fine. What about our, you know, we have a lot of people that are purple, but
yeah.
You know, they always say, well, I don't relate to the purple. I'm a quiet purple.
Quiet purples.
What do you think the quiet purples might be doing?
Quiet purples like to watch and not always get like as messy, but they don't judge.
Okay.
You know, like they appreciate it. They're like, okay, that's interesting. They probably just lead with their other color a little more.
And, yeah. And there's probably a lot of these purples are going to be purple shamed.
Yes.
In the coming days by some reds and greens.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So greens, according to Abby, are searching up all the eclipse info,
yeah.
All the nature facts, know exactly what is happening in each stage, and more than happy to share and teach others about it. They have the extra special glasses, not the paper ones. And according to Abby, they're planning to write a book about the eclipse. I don't know what that means.
She did really good.
They're probably those... Remember I said those Umbrophiles, I think I called
them?
The eclipse chasers?
Okay. Yeah, and you're right. There's all the science of it behind it.
Right.
I mean, that's the part when I was researching it. They were explaining how the minute, like how they figured out like what minute it was going to.
It's crazy.
And I just, like,
you just zone out.
Zoned out.
I know.
Like, I don't know.
They don't. That's when they like really lock in. Reds. Red auras, according to Abby, will be cracking jokes about looking at the eclipse without their glasses on so they can stress out their blue aura friends.
That's perfectly said.
Like, I'm going to look at it. Like, no, stop it.
Yeah.
Pinks. She had a little hard time with pinks. Pinks. She said, what? There's an eclipse? What's that? Let's go to Disney World. But that's because she knows my pink aura friend is going to Disney World on the eclipse day.
They might
want
to. Yeah, I can see a lot of pinks going to Disney.
Yeah, like, let's go to Disney.
They might want to, like, wrap the eclipse with, like, that bow we were talking about earlier. The ribbon. Put a little ribbon on it. I think you said a red ribbon. Make it a pink ribbon.
Okay.
Yeah, they might want to dress up the
dress
eclipse.
Dress up. Eclipse makeup.
Yeah, they might want to dress for the occasion.
Snapchat filter with the eclipse
right
on it somewhere. Exactly. Oh, real quick. Did you know that – I thought this was really cool. The path of totality in the U.S. begins at 1:27 p.m. in Eagle Pass, Texas. But guess what time it ends? At 3:33 p.m. Ooh. In Lee, Maine. 3:33. In Lee, Maine, it ends. Isn't that cool?
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think we covered everything. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't have an overtime for
today. Okay.
So I figured, you know, let's create a new segment. Okay, it's called In the Path of Totality. Okay, so what is totality? Totality is when the moon totally blocks the sun during a total solar eclipse.
Right.
Okay, so it only happens during that time period.
Right. So the things we're going to talk about can only happen in that 3 to 4 minute period.
Right.
When the sun is completely blackened out by the moon or shadow, or I still don't know what happens during an eclipse. The squirrel eats it.
Yes.
That's it.
Foodie Lisa is nibbling.
Foodie Lisa makes way more sense to me than the actual science. So
that's true.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. So these are things that do happen when you're in that totality.
Yeah. This is true.
This is true
not
stuff.
Not myths.
Yeah. So I'll just give you some examples.
All right.
Okay. So one thing that happens in the path of totality is that Ed Sheeran. His name is actually pronounced Ed Sheeran. Okay.
Or maybe Ed Sheeran.
Or that too. Do you know that everyone in our house gets Ed Sheeran?
Like you've messed us all up.
Everyone, yeah.
We're not allowed to say like Ed Sheeran anymore. It's actually how you say his name.
Right.
Because you say it like, where is this Sheeran? The Sheeran. And then you discovered Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, but
Shawn Mendes.
I can't say their names anymore because you're just like Mendes.
Yeah, Shawn Mendes, I learned because he is like a poor man Sheeran.
Yes, all I ever hear is Mendes is a poor man Sheeran.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what does that even mean?
It means like Ed Sheeran is really good. Like he's a good singer, he's got great songs. And then Shawn Mendes has like kind of tried to jump on his coattails.
Right.
And it's not so good.
All right. So he's not
so good. Yeah.
So in the path of totality, his name can actually be Ed Sheeran.
Right. But Shawn Mendes is still Shawn Mendes.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
All right. What's the next one?
So, all right. So in the path of totality, like Cher's Christmas song.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really good. Like you listen to it.
DJ played that Christmas song.
DJ play that Christmas song. Like, if you're in the totality.
Like it's good.
It's good.
But it's good out of that for me. But
No. Once that goes and you're not in total totality
it's
anymore.
It's not good anymore.
Not good anymore.
Only in the path of totality, it's a good song.
Right. Like other one, like Billie Eilish.
Okay.
You can actually hear her sing in the path of totality.
In the path of totality.
I can actually hear it.
She's not whispering.
Right. She's not whispering. It's really loud. It's almost like a Metallica song.
Whoa.
It's like Metallica. Has entered Billie Eilish's body.
Okay.
In the path of totality.
In the path of totality.
Right. So you get the idea. Like, you know, in the path of totality, Beyonce has won album of the year.
Okay.
She's won an album
but
of the year.
But only in the
times.
Path of totality.
But only in the path of totality. Once you're out of that path.
Okay.
Back to Ed Sheeran.
Okay. Got it.
So
for me, then, in the path of totality, you'll wear another shirt other than your Know Your Aura merch shirt.
Okay, so I'm wearing another shirt.
Like, only in the path of totality, I'll see you in a shirt other than the Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela shirt.
I've been wearing that Buffalo shirt that I got in Buffalo lately.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm out.
That was when you were in the path of totality.
Oh, that's in the path of totality.
That makes sense.
Okay, well, when we're in the path of totality, I've won every Christmas exchange. Every single one, I've won. Only in the path of totality. I won last year. Okay.
No,
last year was win.
You gave it to me.
No, it's in the path of totality.
All right. In the path of totality, I can finally watch reality TV in peace. Like, you're not coming in and ruining it for me. with your
in the path of totality.
But only in the path of totality. I can watch it in peace.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That's mine.
Okay, so like another one, this is a real big one. People, you know, if you've been watching Love is Blind, in the path of totality, the girl that looks like Megan Fox looks like Megan Fox.
Right.
She's actually gets mistaken for Megan Fox.
Okay.
Like there's like, you, it's like a, you would just walk right up to her and be like, oh, there's Megan Fox.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's in the, only in the path
only
of
in the
totality.
Path of
only
totality.
In the path of totality.
Well, that's KYA listeners. Oh, right. They would understand most of these. So that's good.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
I'd love to hear what happened. Dude, all you ever hear about is the path of totality on television. They're always like, in the path of totality.
Oh, now, yeah, I know. That's all they have going on.
That's where it's going.
Yes. You have any more? Or?
No.
That's it. Okay.
That's the only two
that's
things
it.
That's going
to
happen
more?
For me.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's not a lot going on in the path of totality.
It's only 3 to 4 minutes long, so.
Oh, that's true. And the segment's probably longer than that. So
yeah.
I think we're done. Yeah, I think it's done.
Well, that's it. That's a wrap. The path of totality.
Has... I think you know. If we need a set, like if we're hard pressed for a segment, I think we bring this back. You know what? This is like okay. We beta tested it today.
Okay.
We'll see if it sticks. Like overtime has just become a sensation. It's
it has.
International sensation.
It
overtime is.
Is
an international sensation.
I know you came up with it, inventor of overtime.
And I'm thinking, hopefully, in the path of totality, we'll also get to that level of. Success.
I hope one day in 20 years, right. When people just randomly are saying, instead of like in a blue moon, they're saying in the path of totality,
right.
And they don't know where it came from. It can be traced back to this podcast,
right.
When it's become part of the modern vernacular, like an idiom that is just flung around. People will say, hey, where'd that come from? And in a really deep rabbit hole search of the web, they find here.
Yeah. And, if you're going to do this at home, I would do it like, if something's bugging you about your partner, you could use it. You know what I mean? Like only in the path of totality does your chewing bother me. Like only then. And that could really help some marriages.
You could say
and
like
relationships.
Only in the path of totality, I don't mind your feet on the couch with your shoes on.
Exactly.
Like only then, that's cool.
Right. I mean, only in the path of totality. I don't mind you like channel surfing.
God.
I mean, there's so many you can do
with
this. I
feel like these you're getting personal.
No, not at all. I thought we ended the segment.
I don't want it to get mean.
Okay. Let's end it there.
Okay. This podcast is for you and about you. We're so glad you spent some time with us today. You all are so special to us. Thank you for sharing this episode. If you feel the need to, we always appreciate that. We hope you all take care.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.